Hi, it's Mark Rabin. Welcome to Lean Blog Audio. This is episode 365. I am reading and sharing a blog post that I published on April 2nd, 2024, titled "Bring Me to Speak at Your Health System's Quarterly Leadership Forum." You can find that post, look for a link in the show notes, or go to leanblog.org/audio365. I recently spoke and facilitated at a health system's quarterly leadership forum event on the topic of psychological safety as a precondition for continuous improvement. It was very well received. I'm very passionate about the need for leaders to help every team member believe that it's both safe and effective to speak up in the workplace. Psychological safety plus problem solving is a very powerful combination. Let me know if you'd be open to a brief conversation on collaborating, on bringing me in to take part in your next leadership forum or another executive event. I'm really keen to share insights that can further empower your team and take your improvement journey to the next level. Let me know if this could help your healthcare organization, or, I mean, I have experience in other industries. I think the things I'm talking about and helping people with are pretty universal leadership concepts. In the blog post, again, at leanblog.org/audio365, I linked to something a little bit longer that's posted on my markgraben.com website. And again, I think, you know, the opportunity to come in, give a talk, whether it's an all-manager, all-leader meeting, like I posted about, or a smaller session with your executive team, I think it really helps unlock the potential of your leadership team and your entire staff. You know, in today's fast-paced and increasingly complex healthcare environment, the margin for error can be slim, but the opportunities for improvement are huge. The key to unlocking these opportunities lies not just in new technologies or processes, but in fostering or cultivating an environment where every team member feels empowered to contribute to change. You know, psychological safety matters greatly in workplaces, especially in healthcare. That term, psychological safety, was extensively researched and I would say popularized by Harvard Business School professor Amy Edmondson. Psychological safety refers to an individual's perception of the consequences of taking an interpersonal risk, such as speaking up. In a psychologically safe workplace, or one that's generally so, employees feel comfortable expressing thoughts and questions, raising problems or concerns, or offering new ideas. And for healthcare executives, you know, cultivating this kind of environment is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Research shows that organizations with high levels of psychological safety achieve higher levels of innovation, employee engagement, and patient satisfaction. And most importantly, they perform better in patient safety and quality outcomes. So I would love to come and meet with you or talk with you about, you know, this overlap, this confluence of lean principles and leadership practices, including psychological safety. Again, we can do this in a quarterly leadership event, leadership offsite with a smaller group other than all managers. We can, you know, customize the event to incorporate language and methodologies that you might be using in your workplace, whether you call that lean, whether you use another term, whether you incorporate language and frameworks like high reliability organizations and just culture and psychological safety. Would love to help you out with that. Again, it can be talks, facilitated discussions. It can be a deeper workshop. It can be some validated survey methodologies that I am able to use to gauge your baseline of psychological safety and to compare that against benchmark organizations. So I would love to be able to help you with that or help your leaders with that. So again, if you'd like to learn more, go to leanblog.org/audio365. You can also send me an email, mark@markgraben.com.